Hello and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And I'd like to extend a warm welcome to Julian Challenger, Director, HCM Cloud Product Management at Oracle, who's been a frequent guest here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Julian has product management responsibility for the applications Global HR OTBI, Workforce Modeling, Workforce Predictions, My Team, and the Directory Organization Chart. He has worked with the business intelligence applications since joining Oracle 18 years ago and has been involved in Fusion development since its inception. I appreciate you stopping by the studio today, Julian. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Frank. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Julian stopped by here today to provide a brief overview about report solutions that are available in HCM Cloud and when to use them. So, Julian, what options do Oracle's customers currently have available for reporting in HCM Cloud?
So, currently, Frank, our customers have three options. One is OTBI, Oracle Transactional Business Intelligence. They also have BI Publisher. And the third one is Oracle Analytics Cloud. That's normally known as OAC, and that comprises of Data Visualizer, augmented analytics like machine learning, and a mobile offering like Day by Day.
So do you have any advice on which tools customers should use and when?
Yep, sure. But start by comparing the three of them. So as far as cost goes, OAC is an additional license fee, but OTBI and BI Publisher are not. They're part of your HCM Cloud license. As far as coverage goes, OTBI has a fairly high coverage, but because BI Publisher and OAC can be sourced using SQL, you can report on anything in there. Data security, OTBI inherits HCM Cloud security. So if the others use OTBI as a data source, then of course they also inherit that security, or they could create queries, SQL queries, based on secured views, in which case they still inherit that security. But if they don't, then of course they will not. So if they're reporting off an unsecured table or view, then they won't have the data security. As far as reporting across apps goes, OAC has a definite strength there. It's good for reporting across apps because you can source the data from many different areas. OTBI's, one of its main strengths is that you can easily embed it in HCM Cloud. So you can embed it in an infolet, you can create a navigator tile and call a dashboard, or you can just embed OTBI into transactional flows, even passing context into those flows. You can do the same with BI Publisher, but you have to embed it in a BI dashboard first. Then moving on, as far as translation goes, OTBI, everything is translated apart from any custom columns you create yourself when you're building a report, and flex fields are not translated. There is a workaround. It's on Customer Connect. That's certainly a good strength for OTBI. The other last strength of OTBI is that it's upgrade safe. So occasionally our development team will change table names, column names, remove columns. We take all of those into account when we're building OTBI so that when you get that upgrade, your reports will still work. The same is not true for any SQL you write for BI Publisher or OAC. So you then have to fix your reports and update those table and column names. So as far as recommendations go, I'd use OTBI if you've got everything you need to report on is in OTBI. If you're not trying to report on huge volumes of data, there are row limits that govern OTBI, and they're there for your safety so that you don't swamp your environment with huge amounts of data requests. If security is important to you, if you want to report on hierarchies, OTBI handles hierarchies really easily for you, which is not true of the other two. Flex fields, again, OTBI handles them really easily. Language translation and embedding in HCM Cloud, they're all strengths of OTBI. You should look at BI Publisher if you want highly formatted reports like government forms, if you want to get around that row limit. But the important thing here is you probably need access to SQL skills, right, both now when you're creating reports and in the future, obviously, to maintain them. As I said earlier, the strength of OAC really is reporting across multiple data sources. So, for example, if you want to report across Taleo and HCM Cloud, OAC would be a very strong contender in that case. The other great thing about OAC is it has a more modern reporting UI.
Okay, great. Thanks for that advice, because I know a lot of customers have been asking, so when do I use this tool? When do I use that tool? So it's really good that you kind of explain the benefits of each. So thank you for that, Julian. Now, how does HCM Extract fit into this? Can you talk a little bit about that?
That's a good point. Yeah. So I'm continually asking customers not to use OTBI as an extract tool. And it's surprising how many people do. But because of the row limits, you can use it for extract if you're not trying to extract too much data. But we always recommend HCM Extract if you want to extract data. I mean, it's great. It takes snapshots, incremental snapshots. So it is our extract tool of choice. OTBI, please don't use it for extracts, but use it to create analytics.
Great. Thanks for that, Julian. So do you have any other advice for our listeners with regards to reporting that you can share?
Only if you go to Customer Connect, there's a post I've got with a whole load of resources which you would find useful. Just search through my posts. I think it's just called OTBI Resources, so you can search for that. There are training, there's documentation, there are frequently asked questions, lots and lots of OTBI resources. So I really recommend that if you go there. The other place to go on Customer Connect is the Report Sharing Center. There are, I think, about 260 posts now, and each of them is a report that you can download. They are inspired or delivered by customers, so they are real reports that real customers are using. So I'd recommend you browse through that. If you're looking for a report, go there first, have a look, see if you can then download something and use it in your environment. And finally, the Reports and Analytics for HCM Cloud Forum. If you have questions on OTBI, post your question there. It's a very responsive forum. I think it's one of the busiest forums in Customer Connect. So go there if you have your questions. That's it, really.
Excellent. Julian, thank you for returning to HCM Cloud Talk Radio today to share your expertise about which report solution should be used in HCM Cloud with our listeners. And as always, it's been both enlightening and fun having you here today. I hope you'll come back to report on any updates or enhancements pertaining to reporting solutions in HCM Cloud in the future. So I'm sure our listeners would really like to hear about what you're working on. So many thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
And if you would like to learn more about today's topic on which report solution you should use in HCM Cloud, please visit the Oracle Cloud Help Center and view the following documentation. The Oracle Global Human Resources Cloud 19B Analyze and Report documentation by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/r(lowercase f, uppercase Q, lowercase n, 0, and lowercase k). And here you're going to find information on how to set up, create, use, and administer Global Human Resources Cloud 19B reports and analytics. You can even find information on sample and pre-built reports as well, so check that out today. And please also check out the Oracle Analytics Cloud documentation by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2HHIG(U). And here you can learn how Oracle Analytics Cloud can help you gain insight into your data and how you can explore data through interactive visualizations, load and model data, and analyze data by creating reports and dashboards. So please check these two locations out today for more information. We want to be sure to present topics that are of interest and benefit to our listeners, so please let us know if there are any subject areas that you would like to hear about on future HCM Cloud Talk Radio shows. Just send an email with any suggestions or with questions or comments about today's show to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for checking out our show today on which report solution you should use in HCM Cloud. I hope you found the topic interesting and the information we've provided useful for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. We hope you'll join us again soon for another HCM Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.